This is KCUR 89.3. Young people are taking their own lives in increasing numbers. Across the Kansas City area, communities are coming together to address what they refer to as an epidemic on both sides of the state line. Officials don't understand why suicides are spiking, and as KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports, they're turning to the kids for help.
Allie Doss has kept her daughter Sarah Prideaux's room just as she left it a few summers ago, with the purse and the camera she took to Spain still hanging on the closet doorknob. Sarah took her life 3 years ago, just before her junior year at Shawnee Mission West. She was 16.
This is her museum. Like, if I can look at anything and I know, like, that she touched that, she touched that. So now it's my place of solace.
Almost immediately after her daughter's death, Doss teamed up with doctors Karen and Steve Arkin, who'd lost their son Jason to suicide the same year. They co-founded Speak Up, a community agency aimed at destigmatizing mental health and suicide, providing resources for schools and communities to pull back the curtain on the taboo subject of suicide. Todd White is exploring similar questions. He's the superintendent of the Blue Valley School District. Five students in the district took their lives between 2017 and 2018.
I mean, it just really hit me that we've got an issue here. And these are not random. There has to be some systemic things that are going on here that we can address.
White says in the past, schools have tiptoed around suicide, downplaying recognition of it. It's not like the outpouring of sympathy when a student dies in a car accident or from cancer. He says it's time to think outside the box about this rash of suicides, to take a different approach. It suddenly seemed obvious. Ask the students what they thought was going on.
It was adults trying to identify and figure out what kids needed.
They brought in consultants who helped create a campaign dubbed #ZeroReasonsWhy. They created a teen council designed to talk openly about suicide, to reach out for support from communities and ways to help kids identify warning signs, and to know when to talk to a trusted adult about a friend they feel is at risk.
And you open your eyes, you try and look for signs of things because you don't want your friend to die.
18-year-old Bella Price joined the teen council after losing one of her closest friends to suicide. Another classmate at Spring Hill High took his life the following summer. Price says kids need the language and the support to talk about anything so they can be there for each other, and they will.
And, you know, everyone wishes that, like, they could have reassured Josh that, like, hey, you could have come to me with anything, and I would have helped you with anything, no matter what.
Teen suicide rates are even higher on the Missouri side of the metro. Brianna, and we're just using her first name, is a senior in the Lee Summit Schools. The summer before her sophomore year, she survived a suicide attempt.
Like, my mom was scared, like, so badly. She's like, you know, I wouldn't have cared. Like, I would have wanted to help you. Like, my friends didn't really know that much about it either. After, like, all my friends, like, opened up to me about, like, how they are having problems.
She knew two students who took their lives in Lee Summit within 10 days of each other last fall. Brianna's gotten involved with Lee Summit Cares, a community coalition that has added suicide prevention to the work it's been doing for decades around substance abuse and bullying. It's hard to get exact numbers on suicides among young people, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention numbers show that between 1999 and 2016, they rose dramatically. It's now the number two cause of death for those ages 15 to 24. Experts aren't sure why.
It's hard because suicide's rarely caused by one factor. It's just really unhelpful to say that X, Y, or Z is the reason for the increase in suicide.
Dr. John Ackerman, suicide prevention coordinator at Nationwide Children's Hospital, says warning signs are depression, anxiety, or emotional distress. But peers frequently won't admit to those feelings. He says that schools and communities are absolutely doing the right thing by trying to crack the culture of secrecy around suicide.
It sounds weird, like, oh, we're talking about suicide all the time. That's healthy. But absolutely, a child is less at risk if they don't feel like it's a shut door.
Experts say we're never going to end teen suicide completely. But by removing the stigma around mental health, providing resources, and most important, a space for young people to talk about the pressures of being a teenager, the hope is fewer of them will see suicide as the only way out. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.